following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget, we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Nissan Heisman House is back. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com to cast your official vote for the next Heisman.
You sound a little weak there. You're not a child. You're a man. The Nissan Heisman House is back.
The Nissan Heisman House is back. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com to cast your official vote for the next Heisman. How was that?
Yeah, that was better.
Really?
No. Still no good. Nissan Heisman House is back. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com to cast your official vote for the
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska? You
This is a dream come true for me. Yeah, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, set, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Fryer on an inside handoff. He floats. The 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Hundley gets the snap. Husker send a blitz. Hundley steps up, gets in, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and six. Martinez running, first down, Taylor Martinez. Oh, here we go. Martinez, Kenny Allen, Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw, looking, throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Jean Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front, takes the snap, hands it off to Clark, cuts back left side, 30, 32, 33, 35, broke it, out across the 40, 45, he may go, 50, 45, 40, first place in scrimmage, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown! Holy cow, unbelievable, the first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets the shotgun snap, back to throw, Tater sets, throws over the middle pass, caught! Ben Cotton, touchdown, and Nebraska has taken the lead.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. They don't have them yet. Look at Tommy Frazier. How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown.
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break contain. Martinez up the sideline. Still running. Set, throws, pass, intercepted, Stafford at the 20, 15, 10, Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin, throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end, he makes a catch, leads, fumbles the ball in the end zone, Huskers recover in the end zone, it's a touchback.
Nebraska is thin up front, George is going a little tempo on him, he's trying to set a screen, and he's picked up by Will Compton.
Formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Play clock's getting close. Let's see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after. Fire into the end zone. Touchdown Nebraska. Jamal Turner.
In the 20. I formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Imani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Imani crossing a 5, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it for the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciontae Evans with a sack for the Big Red.
O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it. He stopped. He's short of the first down. 6. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Oh, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Jack Hoffman to the end zone. Husker.
Super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you, we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
And it's a Football Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy Bushcutter, Jim Langan here in studio. We'll be hearing from Doug Duda here in just a little bit. He's got a full day today. He's got a football game tonight, and he's going to be at the state cross country meet throughout the course of the afternoon and giving us reports here on ESPN and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Jim, great to see you.
You too.
A lot of football last night. Football tonight, very important, and obviously rolling into the Husker game coming up right around the corner. We're going to be talking with Brian Munson. He's going to give us some scouting information and also the recruiting that's going on for Nebraska right now. We'll also talk a little Heartland Hoops Classic as the tickets are on sale as we speak, and we'll talk with the organizer Tina Martinez, and we'll talk with Tri-City Storm head coach Josh Haugie about some news that they've made here lately and trying to get things kind of started here for the Tri-City Storm. And, you know, having an official in studio yesterday at this time, Doug kind of started off with the rant of the College World Series, not the College World Series, but the World Series. Game one, inning number one, what was your take?
Well, I think I didn't hear what Doug said. I wish I would have heard what he said. But what I think is this, is that that is the second baseman's call. He's got to make the call. And just like everybody else, guess who's nervous? It's the World Series. The players, I mean, if you look at how many errors have been made and some mistakes, I mean, somebody made a mistake, you know, that caught the ball. I mean, they didn't catch it. The player didn't catch it. And, you know, the ball. Well, the umpire gets a little nervous, too. Well, I think the umpire, if you look at the replay, the umpire was looking at his feet.
Yeah.
He was not looking at what happened up above. And you know why he wasn't looking there? Because most Major League Baseball players
will catch
that ball and throw it over there. But, hey, you know what? When they got information from the other umpires that were watching the play, and they went around and they got it right. Now, hey, 20 years ago, you probably would have never had – the egos of the umpires were too big, you'd never changed a call.
I think 2 years ago would have been the same,
okay, good
same deal.
I'm glad they got it right.
Yeah, Doug was kind of the same way.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, and speaking of the devil, Doug, how you doing?
You must be referring to someone else.
Well, you know, it's a figure of speech. Don't take it. Don't be offended. Don't be offended.
Well, and getting back to my point, Jimmy, that was just it. It wasn't that the umpire missed the call. I was more upset with the way the St. Louis Cardinals handled it, begging that this isn't the way we do it in baseball. You made the call. That's the way it should be. That's what Mike Matheny was doing in Game 1 of the World Series, was begging to keep the call. That is so against everything that we are now in this day and age trying to teach everybody, from the youth to the fans to the ups. It's all about sportsmanship. It's all about doing it the right way. And the Cardinals went out and whined for that call and then kind of blamed that for falling behind 3-0 and 5-0. I'm glad that they got back up off the deck last night and won the baseball game, because I think we're going to have a deep, deep World Series.
Doug, go ahead.
I absolutely agree. And you know what? When I was coaching both softball and baseball, when I was coaching my kids' team, I was never upset after the umpires huddled. They huddled, they talked about it, they worked it out. I'm going to live with the call once they sat there and talked about it, and you get all the eyes that you can get on the play. They got on the play, and then they get it right. I'm with you. I'm with Doug. I just don't see how you complain about that.
Yeah, and Doug, with I guess your take of it, it was about the same way I took of it, too, was the fact that I guess the St. Louis manager, if he wants to go out there and just go, hey, you know, I have no problem with this. If we're going to get them all right, let's make sure we do this for the whole seven games. You know, as long as you're going to talk things over, and I'm happy with this, let's talk all of them over that are controversial. I don't want to have a play later on in game six, and then we don't talk it over. So I think if that's what he said, I have no problem. But if he was doing what you said he did, Doug, then I'm like you. I'm upset with the manager.
Yeah, he was whining, and hopefully it's past us, and hopefully that's something that, you know, if the World Series plays itself out and these two teams play like they're supposed to, by the time we have a winner, this play will be long forgotten. Because the bottom line is, guys, that had no effect. in my opinion, no effect on who won game one of the World Series. So we move on. Game two, we got game three, four, and five, Saturday, Sunday, Monday here on ESPN, and I'm looking forward to that. So, and Jimmy, just to change subjects, because I know I can't be on too long here with you and Randy as we get ready for state cross country. I think the runners are going to love the day. We got white caps right now on Lake Kearney out here by the college and the Kearney Country Club, so that's pretty cool. But good thing I've gained some weight so I don't blow away. But, you know, we were exchanging some text messages. You can't count on anything when it comes to high school sports, can you? We saw some upsets last night, many upsets albeit, but we saw some of those top teams take a loss last night in high school football.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in that week eight, in week seven and week eight, there's some injuries, or sometimes there's just teams get a little bit better. You know, some teams have changed personnel around. They've moved their quarterback to receiver and found a way they're a little bit better. So the teams aren't the same as they were week three and week four. You know, because you find a little way, and somebody else, some of the players get better, so they're not the same teams, and that's exactly right. In week eight now, you're seeing some stuff like that, and that's very, even in Class A, I mean, you look at Millard North, I think they started out, you know, 0-3, and hey, they're right there in the hunt. No one wants to play those guys, so right.
Yeah, the pairings will come out tomorrow morning. We'll all be watching them, and can't wait to see. Things are going to get real interesting. I know C1's going to look pretty cool with the teams. There's only one thing, though, that everybody's going to be looking for. Stay away from Boone Central. You do not want to be on the Boone Central side of things coming up on the playoffs. You don't want to be anywhere near them until you have to be in the semifinals. But how about C2? Hershey, North Platte, St. Pat's, Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, Blue Hill, Hastings, St. Cecilia. I mean, they're all going to be in the West. They're all going to be in the West.
Yeah, that's amazing, though, when you talk about sometimes. You know, and I know there's been years where Pierce, Norfolk Catholic, and that group have said, hey, we're all in the East. You know, look at this. We're all in the East. You know, so you're exactly right. And C1 will be very competitive, Phil. That, you know, I think right now, and I'm looking at C1, C2, and D2, because I'm not sure about D1, but I do think D2, C1, and C2 extremely competitive. No one's for sure who's going to win that thing. Kearney Catholic's got just as much claim as anybody else. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, and we'll see what the cream is that rises to the top. Jimmy, I'm not going to be able to hear your picks at the end of the show. What do you got for me? Can you give me one of your upset picks of the week, one of your underdog picks of the week before I have to go?
Yeah, the one that I have, a team that's only won one game this year, Florida Atlantic, has been kind of competitive, Doug. Florida Atlantic is getting 25.5 points, and they're playing Auburn, and Auburn just got off a big win, and Auburn's got some big games coming. And I just think Florida Atlantic, you know, playing another Southeastern Conference team, and when they come into those Southeastern Conference teams, you know, they kind of adjust the line a little bit, and it's a little higher than it should be. And I think Florida Atlantic can play with Auburn. I don't know if they can beat them, of course, but I think they can stay within the 25.5.
Now, I always get confused. Is that the Carl Pelini team?
There's so many Florida teams in there that Florida Atlantic is his.
Yeah.
But there are so many Florida teams that if you take whichever one you want. But I think they'll compete really hard against Auburn. And, you know, and just because Auburn had a big win against A&M and they've got an Alabama game coming and stuff, I just think this might be a game that they're not looking that hard at.
And I want everybody to know, now we have to decide this right now, since I'm not in studio for Pigskin Pick'em, will the caller be going against Randy and Jim, or will they be going against all three of us?
We're going to make it harder. He has to go against me. So, yeah, we've decided we're going to do that to him. We're going to make it that much tougher. Hey, I've been hot, especially when compared to...
Just get behind the microphone. We'll see how hot you are on Friday when you have to make him on the air. One more thing. When I was making my picks, one of them is South Carolina, Missouri. You just automatically think South Carolina, and Missouri is not a huge favorite, although they're at home. Jimmy, this is South Carolina's third straight SEC road game. I took Missouri. I was all set to say, well, it's time for them to go down. But this is, you play three straight conference road games. How can you expect to be up to ready to go?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, Missouri, too, has got that frame of mind. I like the frame of mind when you're in a good mood and everything's going well and you have that really positive frame of mind, something Georgia doesn't have right now. And it'll be interesting to see if UCLA has it anymore. You know,
they lost a little bit.
Nebraska has that frame of mind right now. That's the one thing interesting, but so does Minnesota. So, you know, that frame of mind where you go to practice Monday and everybody's in a good mood. Because, hey, you know, Doug, one thing about it is every game you play, no matter how you did or what you do, you know, Doug, this is really important to kind of understand. Hopefully people understand this. You make mistakes whether you win or lose the game. You know, whether you win the game, you made some mistakes, but you made some good plays and et cetera. But it's a lot easier to go to practice on a Monday after you won one.
Randy, you got any words of wisdom for me out here at State Cross Country today besides get Stu Pospisil's autograph?
Oh, but you already have that, don't you? I thought you already had that.
Framed picture, but he wants money to sign it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't really afford his rates. You know, if you can get your hands on a golf cart, that's very, very helpful for weaving in and out of crowds, especially if you can find one that's got a horn on it.
I got one thing when I come out here. There better damn well be a golf cart with my name on it.
There you go.
Or I'm stealing one.
Here you go.
Good deal.
I've done that in years past without it. A golf cart is very handy.
Well, tell all the guests hi today. I got to go do some more work.
All right, Doug. Stay busy today.
See you guys.
Right, see you later, Doug.
And later on tonight, be an Axtell for a football game that will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So we're keeping him busy today, and it's our attempt to keep him out of trouble. Doesn't always work, but it's an attempt. It's an attempt. All right. So, I'm with you that this is kind of an interesting time of year for high school football, and the teams you saw week number one, week number two, isn't exactly the same high school team that you have coming in. But I'll tell you what, there's some pretty good resumes out there. I mean, Cozad's got an outstanding resume. They got a great resume. With the win last night, Gothenburg has a pretty good-looking resume. Nobody has a better resume right now than Boone Central.
Yeah, that's probably, especially at C1, you're exactly right. It's going to be interesting to do. And, you know, Grand Island's had a nice season this year, Grand Island High in Class A.
Yeah.
You know, and they're getting better, you know, and I'm sure they'd like to, you know, when they played Westside the first time in week two or three, it didn't go very well, but I think they'd like to get in there and say, hey, this is the football team we have right now.
Yeah, and, you know, the football team that Nebraska has will always be changing and evolving as it's time now for a TNL Husker recruiting update. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality, dependability with every TNL irrigation system that assures many more years reliable irrigation. And the information for our recruiting update that we've got for you here on the Doug and Daddy Show will lead to success down the road for Nebraska, of course. And, of course, TNL dealers will help you with that improvement throughout the course of the years on your farm as well. TNL irrigation systems are easier on you for a lifetime. And time now to talk a little Husker football as we continue with our recruiting information. Brian Munson going to join us now. And, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. We can keep going with the whole Nebraska high school football, man. I really miss that, and obviously my discoveries haven't been very good, but I spent a year coaching the Kearney Bearcats up there as assistant coach, and that was a great program. Got a great kick out of helping out up there.
Yeah, well, we were kind of talking earlier. Nobody wants to play Millard North right now. You look at their record, not real great, but you know, they've got some horses in the barn over there.
Absolutely. That's a great team. I think Southeast is coming around and it will be peaking about the right time as well. I think that's a team that after losing in their game one, in their season one, or week one, excuse me, of their season this year, that they're coming around and becoming a little bit more cohesive as a unit. And I think they'll be tough to beat in the playoffs.
You know, it looks to me like the Omaha schools have kind of dominated it this year more than any other year that I can remember in the last 10 or 12 years. Your comments on that?
I think that's probably a true and accurate statement, and I don't know necessarily what the reason is for that. If you're just talking about a down year outside of Omaha, or just a up year totally in Omaha, it seemed like though that you know, I think that the last couple of years anyway that you found that the talent was, you know, I think that there's been some really great teams out of Lincoln in the last couple, 3 years. I don't think you really got that team. I think Southwest is down a little bit. Southeast is a team that's going to be, I think, coming back into it a little bit when the playoffs come around, but hasn't really been that team outside of the metro area this year, at least from what I've seen down here in Texas. Anyway, reading the papers that it looks like most of the power, though, is in the metro area of Omaha.
Yes.
Brian, I don't want to forget this, so I'm going to ask you right now. The Big Red Report right now, you guys got a great deal going on for the rest of the year. You get about 6 months for free. Tell us a little bit more about what you guys offer and the current deal that you've got going on right now.
Well, the promo is right on the front page. I think it is. I think it's 6 months for the price of six. I think you buy six, you get six for free. I need to go back and double check that out. Double check it a little bit. The promo runs, I don't think I know what the end date is on that one either. I think it's through the weekend, though, at least. You need to go out there and check it out. It's going to be one of our top stories on our front page. It's right there at the bottom of our front page of our top four stories. And Josh Harvey is actually on the road right now going to Minnesota. We've got access to all the stories that follow the game day. We've got the game day pressers. We've also got a game day chats that go on while the games are going on that I'll be online for. We're breaking down plays. We're adding comments in. Of course, Josh will be at all the games, and it's tremendous value, I think, for those people out there that want to get a little closer to the Cornhuskers, and of course, just into recruiting as well, which is where I think both Josh and I are trying to add a lot of value there for our readers.
Brian Munson from Big Red Report joining us. And you have a little bit different slant when we kind of talk about somebody that gets injured for Nebraska, you know, in terms of looking at long and what they're going to do on the offensive line. You know a lot of guys are going to kind of move up all the way up the food chain throughout the entire program. Talk a little bit about what Nebraska is going to do, maybe some decisions in terms of pulling red shirts and that sort of thing that Nebraska is going to face because of that injury on the offensive line.
That's going to be a big question right there. That red shirt pull of maybe potentially a Chongo Condolo, where you've got a junior college transfer that didn't get there to Lincoln until really late in the summer. Had to finish up some coursework. I don't think he got there actually to the end of July, maybe early of August, early part of August. But was able to go ahead and make a quick impression, though, while he was there. This is a guy that really played more of a tackle in the junior college ranks. I think it was right tackle, if I'm remembering the film in my head. But has tremendous speed, doesn't really have that length that you would liken to or look for in an offensive tackle. So he looked to project more inside. That being said, when you saw the feet, you know, doing pass protection, he also was a tremendous road grader, showed a mean streak, I guess is what I would say, to kind of sum him up when it came to doing some run blocking. So he looked like a guy that could really do everything. He could play out to the tackle spot, not look prototypical that way, but then really looked like he more could shift inside. But then I think you start throwing out a guy like Mike Mowdy, who's been in the program for a couple years. Now, he got thrown kind of the wolves, you know, after Long's injury a couple weeks ago. And I think that's a guy, I know that he struggled at times during that game, but I think when you are looking, you know, at a situation from being down and looking up, and you have an All-American in front of you, there are some things that you may take a little bit differently as opposed to if you're actually in the thick of it and could get rotated in. There wasn't a lot of times where Long was coming off the field, let's be honest with you. You got a guy like that, he's going to be on the football field for you. Mowdy, though, on the other hand, is looking at a situation where he's at least looking at, like, next year and in blowout cases where he's probably not even going to be able to see the field. So I think Mike's a guy that can get it together pretty quick. He's definitely talented enough coming out of Colorado. I loved his film out of Colorado. I think that just with a little bit of preparation, and I know that it was big to get that bye week in there the last weekend to get ready to go on the road again tomorrow, that's going to be big for a guy like Mike Mowdy to get ready to see if he can go ahead and pull it together.
Conference finally announced that Nebraska is going to have an afternoon game instead of those 11 o'clock kickoffs. We've kind of heard in the past that it's going to be very difficult. It's hard to bring in recruits for that 11 o'clock in the morning game. How important was it for Nebraska to finally get that afternoon game, and what are they going to try to do when they play Northwestern to try to wine and dine these guys?
Well, it's definitely huge. It is tremendously difficult for Nebraska unless you're dealing with a recruit that doesn't have a game on Friday night, and you can get them in there on Friday night. You're really limited to certain parts of the nation then that you can get a guy in, and you're really talking Midwest only, you know, down to Texas potentially. But then you're even talking about the guys that they're trying to get in there into Texas from Texas that are going to miss part of the first half, and I just don't see a tremendous value in that. Nebraska, you know, sells the tunnel walk. They sell the atmosphere. They sell the fans. If you can't capture all of that on an official visit with a guy that's never been to Nebraska before, then you're really missing the boat. That being said, you know, there are some big recruits coming in, and the Northwestern list is really shaking out now. It's going to be a 2:30 start, which was announced for next week. That's a great thing for Nebraska, number one. They're going to allow them to bring in a guy like Devontae Bond from junior college out in California. He's the kind of guy that I think that you would liken a little bit to a Randy Gregory. He doesn't look like a Randy Gregory. He doesn't have Randy Gregory's length. He's a tremendous kind of pass rushing specialist, though, where you can move him around and do some different things. I think you can put him into the second level of the linebackers. I think you can put him up on the line of scrimmage in some certain sets and put his hand in the dirt, get him locked up on a tackle, let him beat him off the edge like Gregory's been able to do. I think that what Nebraska is trying to do, though, so desperately with this class, is just this upgrade of athleticism across the board. You see some guys on the commitment list already, Trey Mosley, DeMarnay Pearsonell, guys that don't look, you know, on paper like the rest of like what Nebraska has going on there right now. You know, they're looking for the 6 foot and taller guys. These guys are not those guys, but athletically they're extremely talented. And I think that Nebraska is really looking just to get that athleticism up, the team speed up. And I also like what Nebraska is trying to do. They don't want every single player looking the same at the position. They want guys with different skill sets to go out there and be able to do different things in matchups on a week-to-week basis. And that's big. I mean, a guy like Josh Mitchell necessarily doesn't look like, you know, a Cisse or a Shante Evans, but Josh Mitchell is scrappy. You're going to get that out of a guy like Trey Moser. You're going to get that potentially out of a guy like a DeAndre Scott, who's considered Nebraska, that's a little bit shorter. Those guys make up with that height difference, you know, with just being a little bit more aggressive.
Another minute on our TNL recruiting update with Brian Munson of BigRedReport.com. Is there a position right now that you really feel Nebraska has, I don't want to say neglected, but they haven't had the level of success bringing in recruits? And is there an area that the coaches are kind of concerned that they're not getting the kind of the recruiting push that they really would like to have there?
Well, I think the one position that you're going to see that's going to come out for the rest of the season here where Nebraska is going to be pushing to find some guys is going to be junior college defensive lineman, and that's going to be out to the edge on the defensive end all the way to the defensive tackle. I think Nebraska did a great job last season bringing in a couple of very, very good high school defensive tackles. But what you're looking at now is you're looking at those two guys along with like Curry and Valentine, who are also freshmen, and you're throwing them in the mix and you're telling them that, hey, look, we've got four guys that literally have, you know, like Curry played like 3 games last year, I think, or 4 games before he got hurt. That was all the experience those four guys had coming into the season. Two guys weren't even in Lincoln last year. So Nebraska's got to try to find a way to bridge that by bringing in some junior college guys, guys that can mentor them, guys that can show them the ropes, guys that can kind of bring that physical side in there and really allow those players still to develop without having the pressure on to get ready to play a game necessarily. So I think Nebraska, Nebraska is going to be looking for some junior college defensive tackles. I think there'll be at least one, possibly two, that they'll want to go ahead and get in. I know that the springtime for Nebraska was a big thing, particularly with last year. They wanted to bring in a junior college defensive tackle last year. They missed on all those guys last year. Hooks, Pecco. There were at least 4 or 5 guys last year that Nebraska was in on all the way into January that just didn't go their way. Nebraska is still trying to look for some guys this year. I think that list is evolving a little bit, like a guy like Claude Pallone, who everybody knew about since June and before, is a guy that's falling off Nebraska's radar now. So I think that you'll continue to see some defensive tackle offers roll out. Like you'll see some more defensive ends get some offers. And Nebraska is also targeting junior college players at the wide receiver position and in the defensive secondary. But I would really focus people's attention right now to what's going to happen along the defensive line at both spots and tackle when it comes to junior college players in this class.
Brian, is there anything else that we haven't kind of touched on that is coming up in the next couple of weeks with Nebraska in recruiting?
Well, I think the only thing we haven't touched on was just the commitment that Nebraska got last week from Josh Kalu from Houston, Texas. This is a guy that a lot of people on the surface, they weren't really convinced about. And I think people are looking too much to his offer sheet and not having that warm fuzzy because Nebraska wasn't beating a Texas A&M, for his services. This guy's a very capable player down there at a very good system down there in Elise Taylor in Houston. He's a longer guy. He kind of reminds me, he's kind of a mix between like an Eric Hag and a Siante Evans. He's kind of a hybrid guy that can do both things. He's a real physical guy. Now, he chose a real good time during his season to go ahead and blow up and have a great night. Last week he had a multi-interception game, and Coach Ross Ells was there from Nebraska. So he only had one interception up to that point last week. I think he had two or three last week. So exceptional player. I love the way that he does his man press coverage. He's very aggressive. He also plays very well in space. Comes up and supports the run very well, which is exactly what Coach Joseph and Coach Pliny are looking for in their defensive backs.
All right, Brian. I appreciate everything, and stay well.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. That's Brian Munson of BigRedReport.com. And don't forget, they got their special offer going on right now. Get a little bit of free time with all that great information that they have at BigRedReport.com. And the weekend's coming up. It's time to get some great food out on your grill, or maybe even cook it inside, depending on the weather. And right now at Troutman's, they've got fresh jalapeno brats, Italian sausage, bulk and links, which is great for making those pastas and sandwiches. Troutman's also has rump roast and ground beef. Don't forget, Thanksgiving coming up right around the corner, and head to Troutman's to reserve your fresh smoked turkeys and hams. And right now, flat iron steaks, only $10.99 a pound, perfect for steak sandwiches, fajitas, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. Oh, the food is just so, so good. At Troutman's, there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage, and if you're into seafood, they got fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's, certified Angus beef, custom-cut meat selections. They will take care of you like no one else can. There is always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase, unlike the grocery store meat department, and that is Troutman's Quality Meats. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listened. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new L3 series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete Nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's The Herd. Whether it's a date on your calendar, like a birthday or anniversary, or just because, why don't you try to brighten somebody's day with roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. I always send my wife roses, and when I do, it's 1-800-Flowers.com. Of course, I do it on her birthday and the anniversary, but the best reaction I get is when I send roses just because. Because she let me watch pro football on Sunday or college football on Saturday. Just because you're a great mom and a great friend. She's blown away every time. Makes her smile. And since 1-800-Flowers.com wants to help you deliver a smile, they've created this special offer. Order a dozen fresh, stunning roses and receive another dozen and a vase for free. All just $29.99. That's half off the original cost. A full bouquet of 24 roses and a vase, $29.99. You can't beat this offer. Don't wait. Send a smile today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, desktop or mobile device. Both work. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin. That's the radio code. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention.
Why choose more? Well, with Charter, more isn't just more channels, more speed, and more technology. More is new connections, new ideas, new worlds. It's an 8-year-old girl stumbling on a documentary about space, then explaining string theory to her 5th-grade class. More is a mother of three becoming a die-hard NASCAR fan, or your brother-in-law actually saying something interesting. You see, more isn't just speed, bandwidth, and technology. It's discovering that part of you you didn't know yet every time you turn on the TV or click on a new link or connect with a friend. And it's why Charter's invested more than $2 billion into our superior fiber-rich network to bring you more of what's now and what's next. But we bring so much more than that. we bring you more you. Charter, make way for more. Call 855-312-4278 or visit charter.com to learn more.
Our Midtown Mart of Hastings Cooler Question, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics for this day, this Friday, is how will the Huskers fare Saturday at Minnesota? And, well, the fans have spoken. What say you, Jim Langan? Will they win and cover, which is 10.5, or win and no cover? Those are our two options. Nobody thinks we're going to lose.
No one had that. You know what's kind of interesting about that is, you know, I would beat Minnesota 23-7, and Michigan beat them 42-13. You know, those games right there make you think Nebraska's got a really good chance to win. Last year in the bowl game, Minnesota had Texas Tech down 31-17 and ended up losing 34-31. If they play that type of a game, Nebraska's going to have a lot of trouble. So I got Nebraska winning 28-25.
Okay. Well, that's 60% of our viewers, our listeners, on our ESPN Superstation website said that Nebraska is going to cover. 60% said cover, 40% said win and no cover. Today's Midtown Mark Cooler question, do you like the idea of the NFL playing doubleheader games on Thursdays, increasing the number of games that they would have and having a doubleheader on Thursday? Personally, myself, I like it because it gives me more opportunities to see my team, which is not a regional team. I root for the Dolphins. They're not on very often. You increase the number of national games. You increase the level of that exposure. I kind of like it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think sometimes the schedule is interesting because as long as you're fair to both teams, which means both teams play Sunday, then both teams play Thursday. You know what I mean? I mean, instead of going, hey, that team had a bye week, and then this other team had only 4 days to prepare. That's not fair. So I think the NFL's got to make sure the schedules are fair and making it, you know, as fair as possible. Because you're going to have some Monday night teams that have to play Sunday.
I almost think they need to have another bye week to allow a little bit more healing for the NFL. And again, that'd be more football for you and I to watch.
Yeah, and more preparation time to get ready, too. You're right.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, football kind of gaining the limelight, but big doings in terms of basketball as well, because the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, which is taking place right after Valentine's Day on February 15th, 2014. Tickets are currently on sale for a pretty good lineup of games. They'll start 9 in the morning, and we'll go through. The last tip-off is scheduled for a little bit after 9 at night. And Tino Martinez, who has done such a great job of organizing this event for the 7-year history, is kind enough to join us a little bit to talk about what's on tap for 2014. Tino, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Talk a little bit about how this has kind of evolved. Last year was almost like a benchmark year for you because the number of the level of attention, the number of tickets sold from 1 year ago, it really kind of an indication of how far this event has grown in the first 6 seasons that you've been able to put it together.
Yeah, it really has. It's grown into being an event that's been, anticipated by people, both players, coaches, and just fans of high school basketball. You know, we've talked over the years that it's just a unique day where you can see teams of several different class levels, several different, playing levels and things of that nature play against one another on one day at one venue. So other than the state tournament, you really don't get another atmosphere like that.
Yeah, not only that, different classes get to play against each other, too. You've done that on numerous times, too.
Yeah, we've had a number of games over the years where we might have the number one team in C2 play the number one team in D2, and we actually might have a matchup like that this year where Freeman will definitely be in the top two or three, I think, in C2, and then High Plains might be the number one rated team in D2. So, putting matchups together like that is fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun for, everybody to be part of that.
Real quick, here's the schedule. Starting at 9 in the morning, Overton will take on Sutton. Then Freeman takes on High Plains. Early in the afternoon, Elkhorn South will take on Grand Island Senior High. And then Wahoo Newman will be taking on Grand Island Northwest. Norfolk Catholic takes on Donovan Trumbull at about 4. Southern Valley will take on Grand Island Central Catholic. The evening games, Norfolk against Kearney High at 7:30. And the headliner is Denver East versus Omaha Central. Omaha Central, of course, last year took on Oak Hill Academy. And that's, I think, kind of that monumental game that you've been able to have at this point so far, Tino, in terms of just drawing a lot of even national attention by bringing in an Oak Hill Academy. This year you're bringing in Denver East to take on Omaha Central. Omaha Central, obviously, the kind of the power in Class A basketball in the state of Nebraska over the last few years. And Denver East, that's going to be a real good matchup taking on the Eagles.
Oh, definitely. Denver East is basically the Omaha Central of Colorado. And so, you know, to have those two opponents play one another, you know, here in Nebraska, people can enjoy that. It's going to be good. Denver East has a kid that's already signed or committed with Colorado and a kid that signed or committed to Creighton University a couple weeks ago. So they definitely have some big-time talent there. That they're going to be able to bring. So I think the level of play will be as high as it was last year when people were able to watch Oak Hill Academy. Denver East has a junior kid that's undecided that's having his name tossed around amongst recruiting colleges in that, you know, Division I level of play. So Denver East will be coming in, and they're going to be very good. But I think Omaha Central, as they proved last year, can play with anybody, beat anybody, and they're going to be very good again. And Coach Eric Behrens there does a tremendous job. So I think it makes up for another great game.
Yeah, Tino, Jim Langen here again. How's it going, Tito?
Pretty good.
Good. I was going to ask you how you're going to be coaching this year, at 5:45 as a head coach. Are you looking at that? This is going to be a really busy day for you. Who's going to be helping you out with some of this?
Well, Jim Lang will probably be put to work quite a bit throughout the day and wear a different number of hats for me. He'll ref, probably. He might keep score. You know, last year they ran on a hot dog, so he might be on hot dogs. It's going to be a fun day. I got plenty of help, a lot of people, the good volunteers, so they'll definitely help make the day go smooth.
And Tino, ticket sales already going on. Talk a little bit about how you can do that and probably the importance of getting those tickets early to get those courtside seats, which obviously has a great view of the game.
Yeah, courtside seats are $70. They are exactly what they are titled. They sit right along courtside. There's approximately about 100, 110 of those available. I haven't checked at the ticket office yet, but last year those sold out in about 5 minutes. So if you're interested in those, I'd definitely be getting on Ticketmaster or getting a hold of the Heartland Event Center ticket office. Other than that, adult tickets are $16, students are $8, and every ticket is good for the entire day, all 8 games for one price. You can leave the arena and return. You can go over and bet a horse race if you're Jim Langen. You can do a lot of different things in return without having to buy a new ticket.
All right, and again, the event is the 15th of February, 2014. Great lineup of games. Again, Tino, best of luck to you both organizing the event and when Grand Island Central Catholic takes on Southern Valley as well.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, best of luck to you, Tino. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tino.
All right, Tino Martinez of, well, the hat he's wearing at the moment, not just Grand Island Central Catholic head basketball coach now, but also organizer for the Heartland Hoops Classic. And again, Ticketmaster.com, probably one of the easier ways to get your hands on the tickets as well. And those courtside seats, again, you'll be involved in the game. You'll have to move out of the way through the course of the day, and those tickets do sell out, so you might want to get those earlier rather than later. All right, we got a question for you here in terms now you get to wear your officiating hat here, Jim. A scenario that Craig saw was the ball was marked, chains were called in, the measure for a first down, the measurement is made, and then the white hat indicates that it was a first down. The white hat then apparently questioned himself and does a remeasurement. And the second time, and now they look at it, and it's short by 2 or 3 inches. Ball then is a turnover on downs because it occurred on fourth down. Is that scenario correct?
I'd have to see what took place. I do know this. That is not fundamentally correct. That is going to get yourself in deep trouble if you're officiating crew, because that site is going to be very upset. You want to do that correct. So what happens there is, on a measurement, what happens is the ball is marked before it, when it's first and 10. It's marked. They go over there and they put a piece of chain on it, you know, and they mark it on a yard line. Well, sometimes they mark it on the front of the paint with the front, you know, the line's 4 inches, basically, when it's painted. Some are on the front and some are on the back. Well, the head linesman who goes over, he's the one that tells the guy, hey, where did you mark this? Is this on the back or the front? And he goes, the back of the line, right here. And you just kind of talk to him, and he goes, yeah. And especially as important the game is and later in the game, you know, et cetera. But you always do that. So then when you go out there, when you put it on the line, you put it on that side, you know, that four-inch difference. You know what I mean? That it could be. It's never in the middle. It's either on the front of the line or the back of the line. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So evidently, I mean, I wasn't there, but evidently somebody put it to the front. And they measured it, and they go, whoa, that was supposed to be at the back. But, you know, I'll tell you what the trouble is then if you've moved the ball or if you've done anything like that, you know, it's never going to be exactly the same measurement. So that's why it's important to do it correct the very first time. That's how I'm going to answer that question and leave it at that.
Yeah, you're going to make somebody very rightly upset when you do it one way and then do it the other, and you come up with two different answers on what obviously was somebody went for it on fourth down. And
exactly. Now, if something was done incorrect, like the pulling the chain wasn't right, like let's say they marked it, and then all of a sudden go, hey, pull it again. You know, I mean, if he just quickly marked, hey, it's the first thing, I didn't have it ready. If one of the other officials said, no, I wasn't ready yet, then that'd be a little different. But if they actually took off and left, then I'd say that is very incorrect.
I did see some goofy chain gang stuff at Chase County. When you throw an incomplete pass on first down and now it's second and 9, there's something wrong when that happens. And that happened several times in that game. And I don't get me started on how the ball was marked. You know, you had the first down marker and the front of the sticks, you know, the front of the chains, and then the ball marker as well. And they weren't in the same spot on first down right after a first down was made. There's something inherently wrong with that.
Yeah, sometimes the chain gang is the hardest. Harley Davidson chain gang, you know, they are really screaming and cheering for their kids, because it's a lot of times the only people you can get to do that are people that have a vested interest in the game. And, you know, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had a game where one time somebody screamed out, the coach called a reverse, and the chain gang yelled out at the defense, watch the reverse. that's kind of an advantage there. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. They are the best seats in the house, though, and they are volunteers, so God bless them for what they do. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Hi, it's the Herd. There's a reason businesses are setting up Regis virtual offices all over the world. It's a genius business move that instantly expands your presence. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number whenever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, and access to meeting rooms. Get 1 month free at regus.com/sports or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Time to get in the game and tackle that to-do list. With Ryobi One Plus power tools, running on advanced lithium and lithium plus batteries, with 4 times the runtime of NiCad's, they'll power over 50 Ryobi One Plus tools. That's why Ryobi is number one. Now you can get those weekend projects done all before kickoff. Ryobi One Plus, the one system that delivers more, only at the Home Depot. Now get a special buy lithium ion drill kit for just $79. Valid through November 6th, U.S. only. See store.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With sunshine continuing across the area through the day today, we'll head up to 62 as southwest winds will gust from 15 to 25. With a clear sky into tonight, we'll head back to 38 as winds shift to the northwest. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Welcome back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show. Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. They have up to $10,000 off Rams currently and up to $6,300 off Chrysler 300s and great deals as well on Cadillac XTSs. They've got $9,500 off, almost $10,000 off a Cadillac and up to $8,600 off on Chevrolet Silverados and the new Sonics. Start under $15,000. Great gas mileage. Good fun car under $15,000. And Midway is giving away storm hockey tickets, parking passes, and oil changes throughout the storm season right there on their Facebook page. Just go to Think Midway on Facebook. That's Think Midway on Facebook. And you can get registered for those storm season, those tickets throughout the course of the season, as well as those great oil changes, parking passes, and tickets. Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Complete inventory at the all-new ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it is a better way. And since we're talking a little bit of storm hockey, we'll talk storm hockey with the head coach and general manager, Josh Algie. And Coach, how things going?
Doing great. Big weekend here for us, plus a little Husker versus Gopher football. So, okay, going to be more excited.
You're living in Nebraska now, so what are you going to do here? Are you wearing the gold or are you wearing the red when it comes to Saturday?
Well, you know what? It's whether I want to go with the head or the heart. The heart's going to be for the Gophers, but the head knows what's probably going to happen and probably not going to be pretty for the Gophers, but we'll see what happens.
You've been fortunate to play a fair number of your games at home. You've only had one road game so far. Half the games you've gone into overtime, either winning the game, going into the end of the third period, either winning the game or forcing an overtime, but you're 2-3-2. Obviously, you'd much rather be, 7-0 at this point, but how do you kind of see how you guys are doing right now?
Well, I think that there's definitely room for improvement, and we're a young hockey team that's taken some steps. Last weekend was a disappointing weekend, but I thought we took some steps in a positive direction, and now we're, when you go on the road, sometimes that's kind of nice. You take the pressure off yourself. You go into a hostile environment and just worry about doing your job.
Does your team really get the sense of how important games against Lincoln and Omaha are as you head into this weekend? Do they really kind of grasp that this is a pretty good rivalry?
You know what? I think they saw it in the opening night, just how intense the rivalry is with Lincoln. And we played Omaha in our final preseason tilt, and that game was pretty heated. So I think they understand it, but they don't know what it's like to go on the road yet and play in these two hostile environments. I mean, it's going to be packed in both barns, and it's a lot of fun to play in both rinks.
Well, you mentioned earlier, you're a bit of a Gopher fan. Your Gophers right now ranked number one in the country after a 4-0 start, and you're kind of robbing from them a little bit with a new kid that you guys just signed the other day, a guy that was going to redshirt. Talk a little bit about Christian Horn, how it came to be that you ended up getting him signed, and what he brings to your hockey team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a thing for us. Christian's a kid that we talked to right out of high school, and a guy we tried to bring in, but he decided to go straight into the University of Minnesota. It was looking like he wasn't going to play a lot this season, and he just like any kid, he loved to play and wanted to get on the ice, so he went in and met with the coaching staff, and they talked about it, and they felt that if he wanted to go play junior hockey, they've given their blessing, and he gave us a phone call right after that meeting, and we were lucky enough to add him and get him here. So he's a skilled centerman, a guy that can step right in. We've had some struggles scoring goals, and I think he'll be a big boost to our offense.
Will that change possibly who he ends up playing college hockey for? Because this is very similar to what happened last year when you guys signed Trevor. He started with Union College, and then he ends up playing for Providence. Do you anticipate that he'll end up going back to Minnesota, or now is it kind of restarting that recruiting process for him?
I think he's going to open it up and restart it, but at the same point, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, he did go back to Minnesota. I mean, it's one of those things that it could happen, but at the same point, I think he wants to, you know, right out of high school, he was heavily recruited and made the decision to go to Minnesota, and I think he'd like to go through that process again and make sure he gets a, you know, gets it right this time, and if that's Minnesota, then so be it. But at the same point, I think he wants to look at all his schools and make a decision from there.
Well, with the signing of Horn, you end up making a few other changes as well. Kind of you move one piece and other pieces kind of move for you as well. You trade a fifth-round pick in the draft for Shane Lang of the Muskegon Lumberjacks and also made a couple other changes. Talk about some of those other, you know, the Horn pick, that Horn signing is going to be probably the big news. Talk a little bit more about some of those other changes for Sean and the rest.
Yeah, Sean's going to come in and he'll add some experience to our D-Corps. He's a Minnesota kid that played last season in Cooley Region in the North American Hockey League. He was one of the top young defensemen in that league, and when he became available, it was something that we felt we had to do. He's 6'2", he moves extremely well, plays tough, plays hard. But unfortunately, anytime you bring a guy in, that means you got to bring, you know, send a guy out. So we had to move Robbie Payne. We traded him for a draft pick to Chicago, and then we traded Tom Delaney to the Minnesota Magicians of the North American Hockey League.
And obviously that you had to kind of make some room in your roster when you bring in a new kid. So, you know, obviously you got to make all those changes. All right, let's talk a little bit about Lincoln tonight, Omaha tomorrow. What are some things you're hoping to kind of shore up to maybe come up with some points on the road this weekend?
Well, I thought we, you know, even though we gave up a lot of goals last weekend, I thought we did a better job limiting the total number of shots that we gave up. And I think with that being said, now we have to limit the grade A chances that we gave up. So we'll look to limit scoring chances against Lincoln. You know, they got a great goaltender. It's going to be a battle to put him past Bitzer. He's one of the best in the league, so we're going to have to get traffic there. And, I mean, we got to find a way to score more goals. I think that goes without saying. And then you follow that up with Omaha, who you know, started the season with 5 shutouts. It's no easy task there to put pucks behind their goaltender. So a big weekend. I think we're looking to, you know, have a big weekend offensively. So a good test for us.
Well, best of luck with that. And I hope you're safe on Wednesday for Zombie Night. I mean, you're surrounded by guys with sticks. I like your chances of being okay.
Well, if I can make it through the weekend as a Gopher fan in Nebraska, then I'll be all right on Zombie Night.
Yeah, there's a lot of Walking Dead around here, too, I'll tell you.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, go ahead and cheer for Minnesota. It's been such a long time since they've had some success against Nebraska. Cheer for them, and if they beat them, more power to you.
It's 30 years to the day, or 30 years to the season where we lost 80. I think it was 84-13. So
yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that game. In fact, I'll tell you the truth. I was kind of felt we ran up the score. I mean, I thought Nebraska could have backed off at about 70. You know, I was kind of disappointed at that time that we did that. But you're right. It was 84-13. And Minnesota blitzed the whole game, and that was the problem. They kept blitzing everybody, and we kind of just threw a little pass over the middle or, you know, ran the ball. But it was 84-13. I remember that game. I apologize for that.
The right. Program has yet to recover, so hopefully we can take a step tomorrow.
All right. Best of luck to you. Appreciate the time, Josh.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
And that's Josh Algy, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Of course, all the Storm games on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Tonight, they're in Lincoln. They're in Omaha on Saturday. They'll drop the puck at 7:05 both nights on The Breeze, 94.5. Time for us to take a break. But first, We've got to find somebody for Pigskin Pick'em. So here is the question. If you think you know the answer, just give us a call here at our Bruce Hill Furniture, the Bruce Hill, Bruce Furniture fan line at 888-455-3776. Those last four digits do spell out ESPN. It's 888-455-3776. And give us your answer to the following question. Bucks are 0-7 for the first time since the AFL-NFL merger. So Tampa Bay 0-7 since the merger. They're tied with which franchise for the most times being 0-7? If you think you're the correct answer, if you think you know the answer, give us a call. And if you get it right, you'll be in for Pigskin Pick'em. We'll be back right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Have you or someone you love been the victim of a bad tech job, suffering from outdated skills, mind-numbing projects, and code that just won't compile? Feeling depressed because respected tech employers can't find you? Dice.com is here to help.
Visit Dice.com to search over 80,000 tech job postings, from mobile app development to software engineering to project management. Register on Dice.com today and claim your fair share of the best tech jobs from top employers. Dice.com.
From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
It's time for Pigskin Pick'em. Of course, we have a winner, which we'll get to just a second here. And already our caller is in for a $10 certificate to Big Dally's Deli, locations in Kearney, Hastings, as they've got great food. 39th Street, 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're on 2nd Street in Hastings and South Street in Hastings as well. Home of a bazillion sandwiches. Big Dally's Deli also has many other items like soups and salads, but they're sandwiches are the best. Number between, pick a sandwich for me here. Pick a sandwich. Number between 1 and 50.
Let's go with 10.
Number 10 would be the Italico combo with spicy capollo, prosciutto, and pepperoni. I can't even pronounce half of that sandwich.
I wish I'd have never said number 10.
That's okay.
Tuna would have been easier to say.
Tuna would have been all right. But, you know, between all the toppings and everything you put on there, a great selection of meals, a large meal deal sandwich at Big Dally's Deli locations, always a great thing. And the coupon will be in the mail to our winner of our trivia question. The Bucks are 0-7 for the seventh time since the AFL-NFL merger. Tied for what other franchise for the most times being 0-7? And Mike Jeanette knew that the answer was the Cincinnati Bengals. So, Mike, congratulations. You already proved some football prowess. Are you ready for the rest of our opportunity to win $50 courtesy of Cunningham's Journal? Y'all ready to roll?
Yep, I am.
All right. Well, just for the record, just so you know, you have to beat both Jim and I. We'll tell you what Doug had in these selections as well, but it's Jim and I that you got to beat. All right. Our first game here is going to be Pittsburgh at Navy, and Mike, will put you on the spot first. Who do you have?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
All right, you got Pittsburgh. I also took Pittsburgh, Jim.
I took Pittsburgh also.
The one weird guy out there is Doug. He did select Navy. Next up is Boise State at BYU. I've got the Cougars. Jim?
I'm taking BYU also.
All right, what do you have for us here, Mike?
You said Boise State, right?
Yeah, Boise State at BYU.
I got to go with that Boise State.
All right. You've got Boise State on the road. And by the way, you agree with Doug on that one. Next is UNLV at Nevada. I think, Jim, you're the only one that hasn't gone first
yet. I'm going to go with Nevada.
All right. You're going with he goes with Nevada. What do you have, Mike?
Nevada.
And you know what? I think it's a clean sweep. Doug has Nevada. I also have Nevada. Wyoming at San Jose State. I took San Jose State at home. Mike, who do you have?
San Jose State.
All right, you got San Jose State. Jim?
I'm also taking San Jose State.
It is not a clean sweep because Doug has Wyoming on the road, and he thinks he's got that one wrong. He wrote that in there. Stanford at Oregon State is up next. Jim, who do you have?
I'm taking Stanford.
All right, Stanford at Oregon State. Doug also took Stanford at Oregon State. I took Stanford at Oregon State. Mike, what do you have?
I've got Stanford.
All right. You know, it is a clean sweep there, and I don't blame you at all. Utah at USC, and I took USC. Mike, who do you have?
I'm going to go with USC.
Got USC. Jim?
I'm taking Southern California also.
All right, and so did Doug as well. So we got a clean sweep on that one. Next is Texas at Texas Christian University. Jim?
I'm taking TCU here.
And I got TCU. Doug has Texas. So, Mike, who do you have?
I've got Texas.
All right. The Longhorns, it is. Next up is Texas Tech traveling to Oklahoma to take on the Sooners. I think it's your turn, Mike. Who do you have, Texas Tech or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma just because it's in Norman.
Yeah, that is part of my thinking as well because I took Oklahoma. Doug took Oklahoma. And Jim?
I'm going to take Oklahoma also.
All right. That one is also a clean sweep. Penn State at Ohio State. I've got Ohio State. Jim?
I'm taking Ohio State.
Doug has Ohio State. Mike?
Ohio State.
Ohio State it is. Next is Northwestern at Iowa. Northwestern struggling a little bit. Iowa has been playing pretty good ball, but I'm going with Northwestern on the road. Who do you have, Mike?
Northwestern.
Northwestern it is. Jim?
I'm going to take Iowa here.
All right, and you're the one that's going to be off the beaten path here because Doug also has Northwestern. Finally, South Carolina traveling to Missouri. We talked about this one earlier. I think Missouri's kind of got a magical season going. Doug decided to pick Missouri as well. Jim, who do you have?
I guess I'll take Missouri.
All right, Mike, who's your pick? South Carolina at Missouri.
Missouri.
You got Missouri as well. Our tiebreaker, I've got mine written down. So does Jim. So we're not going to change them at all. Mike, it's Minnesota at Nebraska. Total number of points in the game.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
I misspoke, by the way. We all know it's in Minnesota. I apologize. Minnesota hosting Nebraska. And total points?
72.
You're going high. I went with 49. Doug went with 51. And Jim?
I went with 53.
53. So the rest of us are kind of in that area. So that tiebreaker could be a big one in there.
What did he say, 72?
72 points. All right, Mike, we wish you the best of luck. Got $50 on the line from our friends over at Cunningham's Journal. Best of luck to you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Good luck,
bye.
Mike.
All right, so again, Mike Jeanette with the opportunity to kind of fleece us a little bit here because $50 from our friends at Cunningham's Journal, that's what's in the kitty. And me and you are kind of who he's going up against. And don't forget to buy an entry for the 100 ESPN Superstation Reward Club's points at their online store. Also, the opportunity when you call in and get in on our contest here, Iowa versus Nebraska tickets will be given those away. As also, you get a Cunningham's gift card of $10, as well as the Big Daly's Deli sandwich, plus an entry in the drawing for a couple of tickets in the Iowa-Nebraska games. So give us a call every Friday for our pigskin pick'em. and we certainly wish the best of luck to Mike. And, you know, I've been relatively hot, so probably he's going to need it. So, all right, you still got some picks here. You need to make us some money here, Jim Langan.
Well, I don't know about that.
You had one bad week. Other than that, you've been profitable for most folks.
Yeah, that's probably right. Hey, the three the teams, I've had some people to call me on the phone and say, hey, want more favorites. So I'm going to give a three-team parlay for favorites only, and that's Ohio State beating Penn State. And they got 14.5. Mm-hmm. I got Oregon just rolling over UCLA, and that spread's 23, and I think they would have made that spread lower if they wanted, Oregon money. So they're trying to get people to play UCLA, and that's why it's 23. And then I got Stanford minus the 3, and even though they're playing at Oregon State, I just think Stanford has better players. But my three picks that I go with my underdogs, I got Wake Forest plus 24 versus Miami. I think they'll compete really hard against Miami of Florida. And they have an opportunity to really stay close almost the entire game. I like Duke against Virginia Tech. The spread there is 14. Virginia Tech's favored by 14 points. They hardly score 14 points. They're averaging about 21 points a game in their last six games, and that 14's a lot. Duke scores a lot. This would be a high-scoring game, I'm afraid. I wish it was 3-0, so you can win your money. And then the last one is that Florida Atlantic pick that I like against Auburn.
Yeah, and again, I think you're right. I think Auburn's going to be looking past them. I like that pick a lot. All right, Jim, thanks. Appreciate the time.
Hey, and thank you, too.
Hey, thanks for making everybody all that money and everything. We certainly have a lot of folks that we need to thank for joining us today on our Friday Doug and Daddy Show. Brian Munson of BigRedReport.com, Tino Martinez from the Heartland Hoops Classic, Josh Algie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm and general manager, and even Doug, who's going to be busy all day with updates throughout the course of the coverage on ESPN and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM of the state cross-country meet. For the Doug and Daddy Show, Jim Lang, and I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again Monday morning at 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.